Those pips mean one thing. It's now time for another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Our fourth episode of this series, 52nd episode in all.
It's mad, isn't it? I can't believe we're at like, bonkers.
I can't believe Wednesday's rolled around so fast.
I know.
Once again.
This week has zoomed past.
Yes. You had a good...
Flash! Sorry.
Have you had a good one?
Yes, I have had a very good week, thank you very much. Yeah. Lots of happenings. Out for dinner on Friday, which was quite nice.
Yeah.
Obviously Saturday, which we'll get onto maybe in a bit.
We can talk about it now if you want. Rob looked after my kids.
I was Mrs. Doubtfire for the day.
Sound drunk. Rob. Rob looked after...
Rob. Go on, try again.
Rob looked after my kids on Saturday.
Yes,
so
I
well
did.
Done, Rob. Round
Thank
of applause for you for that, by the way. Well done. Little bastards.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
How did they treat you?
They were good. They were good. Very good. Yeah, right. Yeah.
What did you get up to?
We stayed in for a few hours in the morning because it was a little grey, a little overcast, a bit chilly. And you popped on Toy Story 2, which was good for them.
Yeah.
They didn't give a monkeys about it. And I sat there watching it while they were just destroying the place.
Yeah.
And we had a tidy up.
As per.
Tidied up the place and thought, right, let's take them out. It's getting a bit nicer in the afternoon. So popped them in the car. You know how much they love a car.
Yeah, they love a car.
Got the car seats in. Took them for a road trip. Bad side to that was that there was traffic everywhere.
Right.
So it took forever just to get anywhere. Mm. So they were in the car for quite a long time and they were getting a little bit grouchy after the hour mark.
Went to the Gruffalo Trail as well, right?
Did. Took them over to the park and went and found the Gruffalo.
Good. I'm glad you had a productive day with my children.
And they came back in one piece.
They did come back in one piece. So it was a tickety boo time while I was at work.
Tickety boo, 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 tickety boo.
It wasn't tickety boo time at work, but then it never is tickety boo time at work. That's not what work is about. Work is never about tickety boo.
If work was tickety boo, it wouldn't be work.
Exactly.
Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo. Tickety boo, tickety boo, tickety boo,
tickety boo. There you go. I think that's enough for this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Past week, just tired. Really fucking tired this past week. Wednesday, couldn't keep my eyes open all day. Fell asleep at 7:30 on Saturday night, which then meant that I was up at 2:30. My body can only take so much sleep. It had its quota of sleep. It woke my ass up.
Reached capacity and decided it needed to wake up.
So I'm like, I'm wiping the floor. Like Justin Bieber.
Okay, I'm trying to wipe the floor.
Bleaching the floor at 3:30 in the
morning. I still love
that's my life.
I still love the fact that in that whole concert, he's over a microphone. He's going, hey, stop what you're doing. I'm trying to clean the floor.
I'm trying
to
wipe the floor.
Listen to me. Yo. I'm listening.
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to wipe the floor.
One person, he goes, are you listening? And one person went, yes,
yes.
Yo, listen to me. Are you listening? Okay, I'm trying to wipe the floor.
Yes.
Of course I am. So you're all right then. Week's gone by, but you're a little tired.
A little tired, but I've managed to get out in the garden now and cut the grass. The spring has a sprung, I believe, and I'm getting fat.
Are you?
Well, I'm still fat from winter.
What do you go with fat? That's...
Getting quite... A dad podge on me again.
Insulated.
As per usual this time of the year.
You stopped doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger workout, haven't
you? But now the good weather is coming back. I feel like I have to start doing my YouTube exercise videos again. Cutting out my milk and cutting out my carbs. I eat far too much bread again. I hardly eat any protein.
We're not going to have any normal milk now for tea and coffee, are we?
No. Back to soya milk. If you're lucky and I'm a little bit flush one week, we'll have almond soya milk.
Ooh.
All right. Almond.
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 Thank you very much for getting in touch on the Twitter at WCWSWP for any emails. We get the emails. Any Gmail emails?
I don't know about Gmail.
Email.
This week. I haven't checked those. We should do that, really.
We should do.
One week. But I know we had a lot of interaction on Twitter. So, Rob, Yes. Who contacted us on the Twitter this week?
Well, I'm going to say hello to Sylvia.
Hello, Sylvia.
Who tweeted us this week. And WC, WSWP. Hayley, who tweeted us from the America.
Hello, Hayley from the America.
Mr. Tony Fisher of the BBC.
He likes it, doesn't he?
Yeah, my friend of yours.
Regular, yeah.
Yeah, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
My lovely other half, who said she got 5 out of 5 on the quiz last week.
So
showing me up once again.
Applause for that one.
Absolutely.
Spending you, Rob. Well done, Rob's missus. Anyone else?
Robbie tweeted us this week as well.
Hello,
he is,
Robbie.
Enjoying the podcast. Jed, our friend.
Wagwan Jed.
Absolutely. Amanda as well said hello.
Hello.
There's a Twitter account called Are We Alone?
Oh.
Who tweeted us? So,
thanks.
Hello.
Thanks, I think. Anyone else?
And one more.
Go on.
What the Foe?
What the Foe?
Yeah, Foe's an island, I think, in like Thailand area.
Right.
There's another podcast.
Oh, right.
A podcast listens to us. Yeah.
All right, great.
Enjoying the podcast.
Hey! So thanks to everyone for the communication.
If you want to shout out next
week, yeah,
at WC, WSWP.
So, Rob, it is now time for me to ask you the question. What this week has made you go,
fuck my ass.
Shit in hell.
Anything in the past 7 days has blown your mind?
No. I can't think of anything.
You're rubbish at this.
Well, I never know you're going to ask me. You don't tell me these things. You don't say, Rob, make a note of something really amazing this week.
So nothing this week
well,
made
something
you go,
Bobby made me go,
shit in hell.
No, I can't.
No.
I can't.
All right. Something that made me go,
fuck my ass.
Shit in hell.
This week is there's going to be a brand new TV film on Sci-Fi.
Right.
And it's going to be a zombie film and you think, oh, great, another zombie film.
Another zombie film, yeah.
Right. But what if this zombie film, you've got the normal stuff, all right? So you've got zombies.
Yep.
You've got blood.
Yep.
Gore.
Yep. Lots of weapons, hopefully.
Lots of weapons. In this
film, is there a token, like, blonde who gets killed really early on?
Maybe so. I haven't seen the film yet.
Oh,
I've
right,
just
okay.
read about the film. Not sure it's out yet. It's coming to Sci-Fi soon. Coming to Sci-Fi soon! That'll do. How about a zombie horror film that stars members of old boy bands? How good does that sound?
Oh. So we're talking, what, Backstreet Boys?
We're talking Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Members of the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. Can you remember O-Town?
Yes!
O-Town. My Liquid Dreams. They had one song. And also 98
Blue?
Degrees.
Blue? 98 Degrees?
Blue not in the film, unfortunately. No Lee Ryan.
Still quite higher, you know. They haven't made the lineup of Nevermind the Buzzcocks yet, so they're not in this movie. Yeah.
They're American boy bands
right.
in this film. Backstreet Boys Howie is in the film.
Yeah.
And also AJ McLean, who was always the coolest member of the Backstreet Boys.
Agreed.
All right. Joey Fatone, Joey, and Chris Kirkpatrick. You're going to get your ass kicked from NSYNC. Also in the film.
This is actually quite a lineup then, if you remember the 90s and the boy bands of.
Yep. There's about 90s. 8 ex boy band members in this film. It looks incredible. And I cannot wait. It's called Dead 7.
Dead 7.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll keep our eyes out for
when
that.
When
it's out, can we review it? Can we do a review? Because that would be amazing.
I definitely want to watch it.
All right, fine.
And we will review it.
We'll get together, we'll get some pizza and we'll watch it together, yeah?
All
right, cool.
But the return of 90s boy bands is nothing new. A couple of years ago, we had the resurgence of Take A That. Five, Blue, 911.
Aren't Five now Four?
Five of Four, but they still came back as Five.
Really?
They did.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not really. And they all have varying success in the UK music industry after time away.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Sometimes it's nice to have a comeback.
Yeah.
You
get that nostalgic feeling and, you know, it's always good. And that's how I feel when I hear any boy band songs.
Absolutely.
Right? Some people, they're proper snobby with their music, won't even entertain listening to a song by a boy band. But I like good pop and I like boy bands, which leads me on nicely to the theme of this week's quiz.
Excellent.
Guess what it is, Rob?
Is it 90s boy bands?
Absolutely. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 So it's going to be a good one this week. Boy bands, basically. Boom. Lyric Man is going to read some lyrics from those boy bands. All you got to do is tell me who that boy band is, and then, as per, we will have a little sing-a-song.
I was going to say, this is going to turn into a karaoke fest sing-song thing, isn't it?
Brace yourselves.
Right, yeah.
All right, question number one.
We got a little world of our own. I'll tell you things that no one else knows. I left you in where no one else goes. What am I doing without you? And all of the things I've been looking for have always been here outside of my door. And all of the time I'm looking for something new. What am I doing without you?
What are we saying? Any ideas?
No.
Have you forgotten about Jeopardy?
No, I know all about... I'm not looking at the jelly beans.
They're here.
I'm not looking at the jelly beans. They're here. I'm going to go straight in there and say that is... Backstreet Boys.
No. The Westlife drop.
I tell you things that no one else knows. I let you live when no one else goes.
What am I doing without you?
All of the things I've been looking for have always been here outside of my door.
And all of the time I'm looking for something new. What am I doing without you?
What am I doing without you?
I'm not strictly a 90s boy band. But a boy band. Right, let's not pigeonhole them.
Yeah, they're but that's slightly unfair. You've led me down a 90s boy band
right.
road. And then you just give... Yeah, all right.
All right, so you're ready
for the jelly.
Ooh. It's a blue one.
It's a cop-out one.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's either toothpaste or blueberry. Get it out.
Nom, nom, nom.
Ah, bad start.
And the good news is it's a blueberry one.
Blueberry one.
Yay. Yay.
Okay. You ready for number two? Who is this boy band?
All you people, can't you see? Can't you see? How your love's affecting our reality. Every time we're down, you can make it right. And that makes you larger than life.
Boom. Boom.
Ah, yes. Probably shouldn't admit this, but I do know the dance moves to this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Just let it play out for a moment. If anyone else needs any more time, pour me out. Doom, doom. Backstreet Boys.
I want to see those dance
moves. Come on in.
All you people, can't you see? Can't you see?
No.
What's the matter?
That.
What?
It's the dance moves to Everybody. Not Larger Than Life.
Oh, you're right.
No, I know.
Our reality.
I don't like to admit it, but I know dances too.
Every time you're down, you can make it right. And that makes you larger. That makes you larger. That makes you larger.
Correct, Rob. Talking of the Backstreet Boys, there was one Backstreet Boy I missed out. He is actually the writer, director, and producer for this film.
So this is probably why they're all boy bands, former boy band members.
Boy bands.
Nick
Carter, exactly. Yes. He was the one who wrote this film.
So he's in the writing and directing now, is he?
Telly soon.
He's into writing and directing now.
Aye.
See, there's the benchmark, isn't it? That just proves the show that one person in every boy band is always going to do slightly better. You know, writer and director, and then all the rest, they get killed off in the zombie movie.
I think you care too much about boy bands.
Hang on, whoa. Wind your neck in.
Come on.
Jelly Bean.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, Jelly Bean.
Bean.
Oh. Okay, so this is a new
colour. We haven't had one of these.
All right. So it's either chocolate pudding.
Oh, no, please.
Or canned dog food. All right.
Come on, the canned dog food. Come on.
Come on, chocolate pudding.
Chewed for a long time. Oh, he's got away.
Tell you what, that's beautiful chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is it nice?
Mm.
That tastes
that's
like
a really good jelly bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I look forward to getting one of them then.
Number three.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again, but I'm not like them. Baby, when you finally get to love somebody, guess what? It's gonna be me.
Yes! I knew the first line straight away and I was like, ah, no! And then I got a bit lost. It's gonna be me. Is this the one? Hang on, am I right in saying that this one's the puppets? Is this the video?
Honestly, like, I was just, you know, acting, hamming it up about you seem to know far too much.
What?
Is it the puppet one?
The music video with the puppets?
What's this one?
NSYNC.
Correct.
Every little thing I do.
And
this was
the
a
one
big...
with the puppets is Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again. But I'm not like them.
Baby, when you finally
get to love somebody.
Guess what?
It's gonna be me.
Down.
Oh, right.
Come on.
Okay.
Oh, now. Ooh. Two. Is that a white one and a multicoloured one?
It's a white one and a multicoloured one.
Okey
so
dokes.
It's either baby wipes or those stinky socks, tutti frutti, as of last week.
All right. Which one are you going up for? I'll let you pick. Freedom of choice.
Gonna...
You haven't had a sock yet, have you?
Yeah.
Have you had the socks?
Yeah, I got Tutti Frutti. Oh, no,
no,
I
you
haven't.
Had Tutti Frutti last week.
Oh, decisions. Right.
I'm not going to lie to you. Baby wipes suck.
No.
But socks suck more.
All right. Okay. It could be lovely.
Could be.
All right.
White one. In it goes.
Oh.
Wait for it.
Ah. You know what that is.
Oh, right? He's got away with it again.
Fucking coconut.
Oh,
perfect.
How is it possible that I managed to have five sweets last week, all of which tasted like...
That one's nice. Right.
The coconut one is good. Mm. It is good.
Right, are you ready? Number four, another boy band.
Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any one of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. It's a secret no one knows. Oh, no one knows.
I'm just putting the stray bean back in
it's
the box.
It's a secret no one knows.
It's a secret no one knows.
Ah. Oh, I think I know if the people
will be saying.
I think I'm out on this one, mate. Who else was there? We got A1.
A1?
Just stab in the dark, but...
Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any one of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows. It's a secret no one knows. It's a secret no one knows. Oh, no one knows. Bob, badu badop, badu bob, badu badop, badu bob, badu badop, badu. Yeah.
The handsome archive clip there has appeared on a podcast quiz before.
They have, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm missing that time as well.
Yeah,
right. Are we ready for the deadly bean?
Oh, that looks horrendous.
That is either rotten egg or...
Oh, my God. Buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn. Let's go.
I know my luck.
Come on.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Because I actually got a bit of a shiver down my spine.
Oh. Playing a game.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Oh. 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 No, you got to eat it all, mate. Come on. Put it back in.
No, it's, no, I can't do it. That's disgusting. It's so horrible.
Come on, we know the rules. Put it back in. Power through. Go on. Oh. Back in. The sooner you do it, the sooner it's over.
No,
come on.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on, you know the rules. You would make me eat it.
Come on. You made my tongue bleed.
Come on.
Oh, that's tomato ketchup.
Go.
I can't do it. Don't make me do it.
Do it.
No, it's disgusting.
Just do it.
It's rotten egg.
That's the point. That's the game. Put it in.
I need a drink.
Get it out. Nope. Nope, not yet. Not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, God. Good work, mate.
Oh, I feel sick. I feel a bit sick.
Don't be sick yet. We've got one more.
Oh, no.
Number 5. Who is this boy band?
I can't explain what's gotten into me. My sanity is in the passenger seat. I let her drive. She is my guide. We're flying reckless tonight.
You're not doing well there, are you?
I don't care. I just can't do it. I didn't listen to a single word.
Did you hear
of
any of that?
I heard none of it.
I can't explain what's gotten into me. My sanity is in the passenger seat. I let her drive. She is my guide. We're flying reckless tonight.
Any idea?
Oh.
Oh. Do you need a bowl? Oh.
I'm all right, I think.
Sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm fine, mate. You may have another one in a minute.
I can't explain what's gotten into me. My sanity is in the passenger seat. I let her drive. She is my guide. We're flying reckless tonight. Direct me to the floor and turn it up some more. Imagine it on. Direct me to the floor and turn it up some more. Imagine it on.
She makes me wanna oh. Makes me wanna oh. She makes me wanna oh. Makes me wanna oh. London to Jamaica, LA to Africa. She makes me wanna oh. Oh.
They make you wanna thump.
Bean.
Right, what have we got? We have got...
If I'm sick, I'm going to be sick on your sofa.
Come on! Which one are we choosing?
I don't know if I could... What's...
I love this game.
I don't. I'm trying to think. I know what bait... No, that's not bait. Oh, no, that's rotten eggs. I'm not doing that one. I'll do that one.
You have to do that one? What's that one?
If it's, it might be dog food. I don't give a monkey's.
Dog food or chocolate pudding.
Well, I think it's... Hang on.
Oh, don't drop it.
Oh, no.
Oh, we've lost it now.
Got it. It's all right.
See ya.
It might taste
Are we
better.
Ready?
Bean.
Put it in. Oh. Chocolate pudding or dog food? Is it chocolate pudding? Oh, it is.
Thank you.
Feels good, right?
I'm just going to save for this one for a minute.
So what was the final score?
3-2 to you.
Win for me. Winner. That was a quiz for my mate Ron. That was a quiz for my mate Ron. That was a quiz for my mate Ron. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. Here comes the hot stepper,
murderer.
I'm a lyrical gangster,
murderer.
Pick up the crew in the area,
murderer.
No, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone tests will hear the fat lady sing. And like you know, Rico, I know what oh don't know. Touch them up and go. Oh, chicken chain. Here comes the hot stepper,
murderer.
I'm a lyrical gangster,
murderer.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer,
murderer. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Yeah, man. No, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone tests will hear the fat lady sing. I like you know, Chico. I know what Bo don't know. Touch them up and go. Uh-oh, ching. Here comes the hot stepper,
murderer.
I'm a lyrical gangster,
murderer.
Pick up the crew in the area,
murderer. Na 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 na.
So just about done for another week of We Came, We Saw. We podcasted. We have some plans tonight, so we have to shoot off a little earlier. It's a little bit shorter, but it's quantity, not quality.
Other way around, mate.
Quality, not quantity. But this week, if you could tell a friend about the podcast. I know we always say it, but tell a friend. We haven't got any advertising budget.
No. We spent it on the jelly beans.
That's the expense. If you want to give us money as well, you can do that. But
easier, just tell a friend.
So if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, do that. It just enters your phone on a Wednesday then.
We will insert
like
ourselves.
Like a little podcast ninja.
Oui.
It infiltrates your phone on a Wednesday. And even if you don't get time to listen to it on a Wednesday.
Thursday's fine.
It's there on your phone.
Weekend, whenever you fancy.
Tell your friends about it.
Definitely.
Have we said that already?
Do it again.
Probably was said tell your friends.
Yeah, but tell them twice.
Another thing you have to do.
Go on.
Rate and review.
Oh, rate and review.
Do that, please, because that helps us come up the charts a little bit more. How cool would that?
That would be pretty amazing.
Finally make a dent in a chart. So do that this week.
Wait.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Rate and review. You're not paying.
Sorry.
Review. Right, but before we go,
all right,
we got a couple of stories that we liked from the news this week.
We did.
You go first.
Have you heard of Boaty McBoaty Face?
Nope.
It is one of my favourite reasons to be British, and it appeared in the news this week because the NERC, there are some sort of shipping research people, they're British, they have spent £200 million on a new boat. And instead of getting someone clever and sensible to name the boat, they've decided to give it to the British public. They have asked for suggestions and then asked people to vote on their favourite. Now, there are examples such as HMS Attenborough, the Queen Elizabeth, and so on and so forth. The usual kind of boaty names. But someone decided to go on the website and submit the suggestion, Boaty McBoaty Face. And being British and being stupid like we are at times, we have jumped on this, and there are hundreds of thousands of votes for Boaty McBoaty Face. It's a £200 million boat. The most advanced
boat. Basically, let me just catch up.
Right, go on. What's the matter?
You're losing me.
It's
there's a boat.
Yeah.
They needed to serious name for, they needed
scientific
to name
research
for
the
boat. There's a scientific research boat. They've got a boat, but this boat has no name.
They're building it at the moment. As we speak, they've spent 200 right, million quid
so
on it.
There's a boat that's not been built yet. It's going to be...
The best boat in, the, in
the
its
best
league.
Boat,
yeah.
The best boat in its league, right? But they haven't got a name for it. So
no.
What they've done is that they've asked us. Why have they asked us? The British
because they
people.
Feel like we should be involved.
Right, okay, so they've asked us for a name and were a few suggestions put in a pot.
Yeah, some nice suggestions have gone in there. And then someone
and one
just...
of them is Boaty McBoatface, so everybody's jumped on Boaty McBoatface. Am I up to date?
Correct.
Right, okay.
However, what I love about this even more, it gets a little bit better, is that right at the bottom of the this kind of nominations page, it does say... we reserve the right to pick the final name.
Breaking news.
Right. What's up?
Experts could overrule Boaty McBoatface name choice for Polish ship. With more on this story, our correspondent Rob Jelly.
The poll has been up online for some time. The website is continually crashing. But
basically, the point of it is we could all pick Boaty McBoatface, but there's only one guy who could give it the go-ahead, and he could say, no, I don't like Boaty McBoatface, and then the boat wouldn't be called Boaty McBoatface.
No.
And that's the story, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much it. Right. So don't ask the British public to name your flipping boat.
That's some good advice. Some more good advice. If you're sat at home on a Wednesday night just playing around on Twitter... Don't, and I mean don't, you dare ask it Zibit to pimp your ride.
So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a pimped out ride.
You got to pimp my ride.
So this week...
Why not?
It's Zibit hit back at a fan who asked him... on Twitter to pimp her rides. True story. He doesn't care how crappy your car is. He ain't pimping it. Period.
So someone this week tweeted Exhibit to say, can they pimp... Did they not...
Basically, she's got a bit of a shit car.
Yeah.
She's a bit of an optimistic fan.
Right.
And she asked if he could sprinkle some of the fairy dust from his former... MTV show on her vehicle.
That's quite some time ago, if I remember rightly.
Nearly a decade, mate. 2007. But Exhibit, no holding back. No, bitch. Shit's been over for a decade. Get a job. Which I love. He did say it like Frank Spencer, though. No, bitch. Shit's been over for a decade, Betty. Get a job.
Now you give
me an Exhibit impression.
In what style?
In the style of Exhibit.
Oh, okay. You gotta hit
us up. What are we saying?
No, bitch!
Good. A little bit racist, but carry on.
What did he say?
Shit's been over for a decade.
Shit's been over for a decade. Get a job!
Get a job! So I love that story. Thought I'd just share. So don't you ever ask him to pimp your ride, because he won't.
No.
He won't pimp your ride. No, he won't.
No, no. Uh-huh.
Damn right. He won't pimp your ride. So there we go, another episode.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came.
We kicked its ass. We came,
so kicked its ass.
Yeah, we did.
That's at the end of another episode. We won't say it again.
No.
But thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And tell a friend.
Thank you for listening to our stupidity. Oh, it's always fun, though. It's fun to get together on a Tuesday, hang out, eat fish and chips, pie and chips, horrible jelly beans, and generally have a mess around.
And it's great that people like to listen in once a week and get involved. Yeah, I feel like really appreciate
They're part of our kind of Tuesday afternoon
now. We're still looking for songs to sing in the middle section. The live brackets in the brackets lounge. All right?
Yeah.
Hope you're liking them so far, by the way. We enjoy doing them.
We do.
Even though by the time we get around to actually recording the podcast,
our brains
we're fucking done, to be honest. But we will be back next Wednesday. You've got anything mad happening in the next week?
Well, it's Easter weekend.
It's Easter. So chocolate and weekends.
I'm going to have diabetes by next week.
Diabetes galore. Join in next week for another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.